This is a HeadGum Podcast.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Life gets pretty boring when every day is the same. Take me on a rocket ship to see the Earth from space. I'm an explorer, baby. Wanna come over, baby. It's exploration time, exploration life.
Good morning.
Wow.
Hey, and you know what just happened? The clock made its big switch from a.m. to p.m. So
what are you talking about?
It just passed noon.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. That's right. You didn't know that?
No, I thought it was the morning, like, honestly.
I know. Well, it is the morning. I said good morning. I ran into someone in my neighborhood yesterday and I said good morning and it was 3:30. And then I was like, oh my God, that's embarrassing. And then I was like, no, it's not.
Right.
And I stood in that and then I grew from that experience.
You did.
Discomfort often breeds growth.
You literally got taller.
Yes, that's right.
Remember the other day you were like, I wake up late. Like, how do you feel about that to me? Like, you kept asking me how I feel about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I think it's great. I don't think it's anything to be ashamed of. And
right.
You were like, no, not like ashamed, but just like, how do you feel?
Right.
Like, I just kept saying stuff.
Yeah, you were like, I don't know, it's fine. And I was like, right. But like, I wake up at 11 sometimes. Like, do you have any thoughts on that?
I was like, are you feeling like it's bad? And you were like, no. I just want to know how you feel.
Right.
And I was like, I think it's not an issue. And you were like, no, but how do you feel about it?
I think what I was going for is like, what do you think about it? And I wanted to talk about like the thing of waking up late.
And I think I was trying to, but it wasn't.
It was
like
a rare
landing.
Moment where we were really like, what is happening?
Just like, I'm just like not saying what this guy wants to hear. Because yeah. I was like, you know, people say that there's like a moral like superiority to waking up early, but I just disagree. And I feel like, you know, you'll wake up early when you want to. And you were like, no, how do you feel? It was kind of like a trick.
No, because you weren't, I think that would have hit for me.
Oh.
And when you got there, that's when I was finally sated and I went back to bed.
Sometimes when we misunderstand each other, I think it's because like I'm down here. Like,
yes.
I know we were walking when this combo happened.
Right,
I feel like you kind of just, like, couldn't hear me from down here.
It's a logistical thing. It's not nothing.
Yeah.
Also, like, hearing, it comes up. You know what I mean? It's like, you get frustrated with people when you can't hear them and it's not nobody's fault. I think of this always on the phone. I'm always, like, on the phone with
yes.
my mom and I'm like, she's like, you're breaking up. And I'm like, you're breaking up.
No,
like,
I know.
I'm not the one who's breaking up right now. Like,
there's
you're doing
like an,
it.
There is, like, an actual, like, rudeness.
Mm-hmm.
Felt by the person experiencing the bad connection.
Right.
But it's no one's fault.
Well, also, like, it's like truly in between you because they're right. like, or on Zoom, whenever it's like, oh, I think you're frozen. It's like, no, like I was moving around a ton. Like,
right.
And I've been talking. Like,
yeah.
You're frozen. Like, you're the frozen one.
Totally.
But
it's kind of like when like parents will be like, your son
mm-hmm.
got expelled.
Right.
It's, but like, it's like, that's your our son.
Yeah. Should we bring in our guest?
Yes!
Okay. Well, he is one of my favorite comedians alive.
Me too.
Do you guys have this thing where whenever people, and I'll bring you in and you can jump in and okay.
No, do the intro.
Okay. Do you guys know the thing of when people are like, it's like, who are your favorite comedians?
Yeah.
And you're like my friends.
Literally.
And or like sometimes people are like, who are your favorite comedians? Yourself excluded. And I'm like, I'm not on the list. It's my friends.
Oh my God.
Because I'm self-effacing. I wouldn't think to include myself.
And the list begins.
Right.
:
Right.
Richard Perez.
Right. Exactly.
Period.
It's
end
like,
of list.
They're like, yes. Oh, I have an amazing comedian you should look up. His name is Richard Perez.
And you're like, already snagged him to the friendship bag. Right. No, but I couldn't be more delighted that Richard is joining us this morning.
Oh,
afternoon, excuse me. Please welcome to the podcast, Richard Perez.
Oh my God, thank you.
Yay! So- Woo! Yes! Woo! Actually, coming here, Woo! I just randomly watched a clip of Richard's just that came up. Served to me.
On your Explore.
And I laughed out loud to the point of commenting.
On your TikTok.
Yeah, TikTok or Reels, not sure, you know.
And it was perhaps one of the from the discussion show.
From the
discussion show.
To crowd work show. I think it was a discussion-based show.
Yeah, discussion-based
show. Your round table.
Round table.
It was so funny. It was someone. What was the clip? It was someone in the crowd saying, you asked how someone's parents met, mm-hmm. and someone was like, my dad was at a party doing the worm, mm-hmm. oh, and yeah. my mom saw him, and Richard just stopped and went, I like daddy. I like dad. I like shit like that. Can you do it?
I like shit like that. I like shit like that. And then I'm like, and your mom? I was like, so your mom saw your dad doing the worm and was like, word. Get the fuck up. Off the ground. Get the fuck off the ground. Let me kiss you. With respect.
Right. And then you're like, sorry, like that's parents. But then you doubled back and you were like, but honestly, how do you think we got here?
It's true. Like sex,
sorry
is
to talk
everywhere.
About your parents like that. But actually, you know what? They are fucking.
They like, are like
they, no, they, literally, they God. Literally. Yeah. Mommy plus daddy equals you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Often.
Literally.
But not exclusively.
I want to make a t-shirt that's like, yeah, my parents have fucked.
Right.
Yeah, they fuck, so.
Right. What about a t-shirt that says, like, your parents fucked?
Your parents fucked, too.
Right. I want that, but, wrong. Like, with the ones where it's, like, the Arial font, like, American Apparel style. Yeah. Where it's, like, Mars. Yeah. You know,
like, all the city.
Where it's, like, Celeste. Yeah, exactly. New York, Paris, Tokyo. Like, do you know what I mean? Where it's, like, running
Celeste?
Down the shirt.
Did you? I know, yeah.
Yeah, because actually the platonic ideal of that shirt is...
Actually, your friends.
Celeste and Richard and Charlie.
I want that. Oh, my God.
No, but it's Clicky. Guys, it's Clicky.
What?
It's Clicky.
It's Clicky.
What's Clicky?
It's Clicky to rock around to rock a... Then, like, oh, it's just too Clicky the shirt.
Oh, well,
that's why we can't have it.
Right. Because it's like, who doesn't get it included?
Where do you draw the line?
Right,
like,
exactly.
A friend group should never be so defined.
Unless you're right.
Unless it's, like, right. been 50 years and you guys went to college together.
Can I say literally. Why I said Celeste?
Yes.
Because I've seen that shirt, that version of that shirt for the women from Big Little Lies. And Celeste is someone's name in Big Little Lies.
Gay guy.
Yes. In this case, yes.
Yes.
That sometimes comes up on my TikTok. It's funny. We have a friend named Celeste. And then also there's this character like Celeste in the
show. A lot
show.
Of characters are named that name because right. it's a very
beautiful name.
It's such
dignified
a beautiful
and rare
name.
Name.
It's gorgeous. I mean, I've said I'm going to name my child Celeste.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm you committed know what? To that.
Yeah.
Period.
You know what?
It's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, what can you say?
Wait, can I ask you a question about your name, Richard?
Okay. No, I'm taking this in.
Dude, what has been your like nickname journey?
Good question.
Like, Richard, I feel like, is often like nicknameified, but you kind of go by Richard, it seems.
Yeah, I feel like growing up, I was like very like, I'm Richard, like shaking your at like 10 years old, shaking your hand, I'm Richard.
Sometimes when you're a gay kid, you have to be like, I'm an adult.
Literally, like,
you're like
I was
you curtsy, I bow. Yeah.
Literally, like
Richard.
I'm like introducing myself to other classmates, teachers. I'm like, my name is Richard.
You're like, so I'm not like a kid like them. Like,
yeah,
I'm like a
no,
little bit
literally.
More sophisticated.
Yes.
Like I can talk
I was like,
to the adults.
I am Richard.
Yeah,
I'm not Richie. I'm not Rich.
Right.
I'm not Dick.
Right.
Right.
Like
no, that one's like scary.
That one's wild. Like I'm just like
it's cool. I know someone who goes by Dick.
That's like our
who?
Age.
Yeah. Yes, this guy Dick.
That's cool.
And he's a bartender. And it's cool because you're like, right, like Dick. Like, I don't, there's like another meaning of that.
Right, Richard.
Right. No, I meant like the meaning of like that is like Dick, like penis.
Right, Richard.
You're like, oh my God, ew.
I had a t-shirt that I bought from Hollister in high school that said, my name is Richard on the front.
Uh-huh.
And in the back said, but you can call me Dick. And it was very
That's
controversial.
Cool. Yeah. Did you wear it to school? No.
Yeah. And then I did. And then like a few times. And then eventually I got caught. A teacher had a problem with it. And I had to put on a jacket.
That's annoying because it's like, what about Dick Nixon or whatever?
Right.
Like,
what if I actually did go by Dick?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like,
right.
what? My name is inappropriate.
Like the bartender.
Yeah. It's like, this is where your mind is going.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'm
right.
like, ew.
You're like, sorry, can you explain to me? Like, I don't get it.
Totally.
Like, why is this inappropriate?
What about Beep Van Dyke?
Yeah.
Beep Van Beep, honestly.
Van Dyke.
Literally, Beep Van Beep.
Beep Van Beep.
That's funny.
Like, call him Van
beep,
or you're
van,
getting
beep.
Kicked out of school. Yeah. Richard Van Dyke.
But
he's very talented.
In middle school, I did go. Great. You know, I've told y'all before. I was in band. I played trumpet.
Yeah, good you've boy. Told us that before.
And my music teacher looked at me and was like, "Ricky Ricardo." Mm-hmm. He's like, "You look like Ricky Ricardo."
Ricky Ricardo.
Yeah, literally. He's like, "Lucy." Like he would do shit like that to me, and I was like so shy, and yeah. I would just kind of like nervously laughing. Yeah.
Did you not like it, or did you like it?
I thought it was funny. Like he was really funny, like really mm-hmm. animated. But I was also just like scared of him.
Yeah,
yeah.
But he would start calling me Rick. And then, like, everyone in band called me Rick.
Really?
Oh, it's cool. A location-based nickname can yes. be fun.
Yeah.
You're what like, is... that's, like, anybody who calls me that comes from this kind of place.
Right.
Literally.
What, and did you like that nickname, Rick?
I felt like it was just, like, my double life. Or, like, yeah. I was like, this is just for here. Mm-hmm. Like, mm-hmm. at the mall, no way am I
not
Rick.
At the mall.
At home, definitely I'm not Rick.
Because your parents did Richard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's,
do they still
like,
do Richard?
Like, Richard.
Yeah, they call me Richard. Well, in Spanish, like, Richard. Like, they mm-hmm. pronounce it that way.
Mm. We need to do that.
Richard. Richitas. Oh, and my mom and dad sometimes call me Richitas.
That's cute.
Which is very, very sweet.
I like when they do that. Yeah. And then did you ever Richie? Ever?
Richie, not Richie. There's like some friends who have called me Richie. Like you call me Richie.
Period.
Sometimes.
That's cute.
It just comes
cute.
Naturally.
Like
to
sometimes
me.
It's just so like, it's like you're
it's just.
Being
you're just
so...
like, I can't help it. You yeah. know what I mean? Nicknames, it's sometimes you're just like, what do you want me to say? Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you have the other way where it's like, I'm Charlie. I'm not Charles.
Yes, that's right.
You're like, right. I'm Charlie. Your only nickname.
But you already know. Yeah.
Yeah, and, but it's
and
so like.
It fits. Like.
Yeah, I love Charlie.
You're Charlie. Like.
But actually, people call me, these are the ones I've gotten. Chaz.
Chaz. When did that happen?
In college, actually.
What?
Yeah. And people sometimes call me Chunk, and people sometimes call me Chunky. That,
yeah.
Chunk and Chunky, I do.
Yeah.
That's cute.
I actually
but
love
that's,
that.
Yeah. Chunk is so that cute. I thought that kind of came from you.
I invented
because
that,
it's handle-based.
Right, exactly. Do people call me Chuck? No.
No.
Chaz?
Who is Chaz? College?
College.
That's weird because it's like it's already kind of preppy, your college.
Right.
And then
right.
they were like, you're going to be Chaz.
Do you think that's like preppy? Or is that not
Chaz?
Preppy?
Chaz?
Yeah.
Ooh. Preppy. I'm saying not puppy.
Preppy, but is it
oh,
preppy?
Oh, you're saying preppy too.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, Chaz.
So we're both saying the same thing.
Chaz, yeah.
Chaz
I think
is
it's
like
kind
the
of like
dad
a waspy
in Rugrats.
Name.
So true.
So.
That too.
Right.
That too.
Oh, so. And that this son is named Chucky.
Yes.
Okay, I feel like we can close the book on that.
Okay, great.
Okay. Natalie. Wait, Natalie, do you have nicknames?
Yeah, I mean, come on, think about it.
I call you
Natty,
Bunny.
Natty, Nat. What?
Richard calls me Bunny.
She's the original Bunny. Like, Natalie is a bunny. Like, literally, look at her.
And iconically, like, one time, like, I was with my girlfriend and we ran into Richard or saw Richard. We made plans. Mm-hmm. But the first thing he said was, I see two bunnies.
Yeah.
It was so funny. What is your cat?
So
you have
cute.
This thing. There's this kind of person and this kind of
there's
person.
There's bunnies. There's beans. There's Wubbles. There's just people who just have those energies.
And what's Charlie again?
Charlie is like a bean, but
yeah,
like,
period.
But you're literally the like you at your show. Mm-hmm. I was backstage mm-hmm. and you have this like pencil case that's like a black bunny.
Celeste yeah. got that for me actually. Yeah.
It's like it looks like a bean mm-hmm. but it
with
has
bunny
little
ears.
Bunny ears yeah. and I was like, this is Charlie. Yeah. I'm like
a bean with bunny tail.
It actually
a bean
was like yeah. one of the best gifts I've ever gotten ever.
It's so cute. And I was like, and I just hear you talking back, so I'm like looking at it while you're talking.
Right.
And I was like, Charlie.
Right. And you're a bunny, right?
And I'm from the bunny world.
From the bunny kingdom.
Who's a Wubble?
A Wubble's Patrick Doolittle. He can't help it.
I love
him. He's just a Wubble.
He can't help it. He's wubbly. Mm-hmm. Look at him.
Do they get and they all get along with
each
other?
Yes, in harmony.
Do you think there's any like particular allegiance among Wubbles or beans and bunnies, or they're really? I feel like they very much coexist.
They coexist. We all go out and stuff.
We go out. We party.
We all go out. That's awesome.
We're having fun. Yeah.
Maybe if anyone is curious what they are, like mm-hmm. you can ask Richard.
Yes. Don't be afraid.
What now? What?
Hey, Charlie.
What nicknames do you get called in your relationship or pet names? And if it's private, we don't have to say.
Like, does anyone call you Natty?
Yeah. Natty is from...
Did you know that?
Oh, yeah, you do, but I actually...
You don't like it.
N-A-T-I-E. No, I love it.
Oh, okay.
It was from growing up.
Oh.
My family calls me, like, Nattles. And then my high school friends call me Natty.
And what about Gnarls?
Gnarl was, like, college.
Right.
And that's when I was so... proud to have friends that they were nicknaming me, and it's kind of like, you know, like Andy on The Office is
that's
like,
so how I feel about like Chaz actually that I was like I've been claimed like the nicknaming is so like it's God. Like you're in it actually feels so good.
I remember being home for spring break and being like they call me like Gnarl.
I didn't have that with names, but I had that with like Facebook albums,
of course,
like making a Facebook album and I'm like, guys, I was with friends this weekend.
Oh my God, the pride of being in like, I actually like love a Facebook album, and I feel like it's better in some ways for sharing photos than Instagram, because Instagram is so like precious. And you're like, here's my 10 curated pictures from like this experience, and I kind of like where it's like, here's 40, and like some of them might be amazing, and like
40,
right? Like one of like a few in there might literally just be like a blurry,
right? Exactly, but I like that it's a little less precious, and like
I prefer that experience. So part of it, exactly. That does.
So there is a thing about the quantity of pictures that made it more like you will see everyone who was there.
Yes.
Like
yes.
A little bit more exclusionary kind of, because it was so like
this is the rapport of,
you know, and Instagram can be a little bit like there's just two people from the party,
right.
It's still, I mean, a carousel,
right? You're seeing a lot of people,
a carousel.
And then there's a thing of like, well, I was at the party, I wasn't in your carousel,
right.
And it's just like, just because of the way the pictures worked, and there's like a limit, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. like you just didn't make it. And it's like, that's hard.
Yeah,
that can be challenging.
The carousel.
Yeah. I find it so, I want to get more, never mind. I'm going to say something boring. Well, I will. I want to post more pictures. Okay.
Great. I think that's great.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I want to like post a picture of like
can
our
you do
drinks.
It?
I'll do it right now.
Yeah.
Of our drinks, literally.
Wait, Charlie, get your drink in there. Both of you.
Wait, if you guys
with
are, like, see
with
this?
Your little paw.
Wait, I'm just remembering right now that Richard is a photographer. We need to say
right, yeah. By the way, so...
Did you take a picture?
Two paws. Okay.
Wait, and let's... Can we plug now in case, like, you know, people fall the fuck off?
Yeah,
we're listening. Like, Richard has some amazing shows coming up in various fucking cities.
By the way, cities that we know... We have listeners
in.
Because we're in them.
Yes!
San Francisco, you're doing.
No,
oh,
but I, well, actually, you know what?
Let's back
I'm,
it up.
Honestly,
pause.
San Francisco, I'm going to figure that out.
Okay.
We're gonna... and maybe by the time this comes out, it'll be figured out.
Okay. So but the ones for sure, LA, Seattle.
Yes.
Hi.
Portland.
Hi.
Yes.
And you're doing?
Chicago.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean, we've got listeners all over those kinds of cities.
Yes.
You're doing I Have to Do This.
I Have to, directed by Charlie Bardet.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Great director. I've heard he's really good to work with.
This show is completely phenomenal. I've gone several times, and I've had the experience of bringing people, and it's been really fun. Mm-hmm. Like, it's really something that you can count on, like, as a gift to give someone. You know what I mean? Like, I'm going to give you, actually let you in on this experience.
It is. I mean, it's hard for me to talk about it because it's like, well, I was involved in it. But first of all, let me say, like, this is all from Richard. Like, this was, like, fully formed, like, fully written, day one of rehearsal, basically. It was, like, looked pretty much like how it looks now. Not entirely, but, like, basically. And so let me say, truly, as a watcher, it is, like, superlatively brilliant, one of the funniest things you'll ever see. Like, it has sold out so many times in New York by true word of mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Like, people see it and they're like, holy shit, I actually feel like I need to evangelize it. Like, I have a responsibility to evangelize it. I promise you, like, if you're interested in live comedic performance, this is the show to see.
Yes.
I really believe that.
I totally agree.
I'm biased. I helped in it, but it really was not like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not like that, actually.
But it's more like you, like, knew you wanted to be involved or something.
It really was just like day one. You were like, okay, this is what I'm working with.
Yeah,
and it was
I remember we were in LA and you just did your show. I opened for you at Elysian.
Yeah.
And we got brunch. And like at that time, like I had a show booked like a month later.
Yeah, you were like, I just booked and
I was like, yeah, I booked a space, and like, you know, they told me I can do anything. Yeah. Like I could do a lineup, I could do my own show, and I'm like, you know, I've just been doing these bits where I'm doing these scenes. I'm like, what if I expanded it into a show? But I don't know, that might be like da da da. And then you were just like, no, you should do it. And like, you know, if you want like eyes, like, you know, help, like fresh eyes on it, or like, you know, another perspective, like not just you alone creating it, like. He's like, you know, like, I would love to help you. And then truly, it's changed my life.
Can you speak on that change?
On the change? I just feel like you've helped me see that I am saying something in it. And because it's so easy. It's just like you're just in your head doing the thing, you know, and you're just like, I'm not necessarily like intentionally or I'm not like just being like, I'm going to make a show that's about this and this part of my life or da 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 da. Like I'm just making the thing and it's funny to me and it's it's a range of all these different emotions. But then you've just like helped me like look outside of it and be like, oh yeah, like there is a through line and there is something.
Yeah.
That you're saying.
You're telling like a real story. Yeah. I mean, we really didn't have to do much.
But like, even like the themes and stuff, like, yeah, I don't know, like that there are even themes that emerge and stuff like that. Like you've totally showed that for me. And then I don't know, just like rehearsing these scenes alone with you. I'm like, it's so vulnerable. It's so like, but I felt so excited to do that with you. And like, and I felt so just like safe and like that. You just like created a space for me to just like flourish and like do that. I'll always be so grateful.
It really is like a huge honor. Like to be, I mean, I can't believe it's like, I get to be like, yes, I helped with that. Like, it's like the best thing on stage. And I'm like, and I helped, you know what I mean?
Wow, it's cool. It's crazy. Like, you're both like legit, like so proud of it.
Yeah. It's really good. And you know what? I want to say this.
Yeah.
I want our audience in those places to see it.
Oh my God. Me too.
And
me
you're going to want to see it. Like,
totally. God. Like, it's such an exciting live experience. Mm-hmm. And I literally
love you,
like. Richard.
I love you.
Yeah. I love you guys.
And Natalie. We love you too.
No, literally. I know I'm in it too. Right. FYI. No,
but like truly just like doing the show has been like, it's just been so like expansive in like many different ways.
Yeah.
And like, especially as a performer and I'm deeply figuring everything out and like my voice and what I like doing, and my strengths, my weaknesses and stuff like that. And I just feel so lucky that like both of you are like so close to me and like are just people that I feel like I've like grown a lot from.
Oh my God.
So, I'm so sorry to like get him on.
No, it's so sweet.
I didn't think
so sweet, Richard. I mean, we totally feel the same way.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a really like special approach to your art and performance that like is like your relationship to like the like power of it is so close, you know? And I feel like we're all trying to like engage with the like specialness of getting to like perform for people. But that's like something really like that's like a kind of honor, and it's like it's exciting, and there's like a contract there, and you're like really wanna like respect the like exchange with like the audience or whatever. And I feel like you have that like very front and center in your like approach to performance, and like there's all these things that can make it kind of like a jaded thing, you know, that's like the like, I don't know, like the tickets and career and like whatever. And it's like, I feel like whenever I talk to you about performing or and like art or whatever, it's like, like you're so guided by like your love of the work itself, and it like helps me be that way too. And it's like a really, I feel like your influence is like really powerful and good in that way. Do you feel that too?
Thank you so much.
Well, I feel like it's in the show, like the first adjective I think of for the show is like open-hearted. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, there's such an honesty and still so funny somehow, too. Like, I don't know. So often, like, sincerity and, like, open-heartedness is, like, floods out, like, yeah. funny. You know what I mean?
Right.
Totally.
Hmm. Oh, I can't wait to see it again.
It's been, me, too. Yeah. Wait, so you're ending with it in New York, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, basically, like, beginning of March 9th, I'm going to be in Chicago. Mm-hmm. And then going to Seattle, then going to Portland, then mm-hmm. going to LA, and then I'll be here at the end of the month.
Nice.
I will also say that, like, you should get your tickets when this comes out, because
yeah. oh, they will sell out.
It's not going to be easy to get tickets.
Yeah, they forever. Will sell out, actually.
So
that's true.
Go ahead and do that, yeah, is what I'll say. I love this show so much. It's crazy. Yeah.
Should we do our list?
Kinda.
Not really.
I don't know. I don't even know if I brought mine in.
Oh, is it hiding? I think
I know where it's hiding.
Where?
In your coffee sleeve.
Oh, right. I forgot. That
actually so has the structure of like an coffee. Escape room. Like, we would give up, and the hint would be like, Madame always made sure to drink her coffee hot.
Right. The picture.
Right.
The picture Richard took of the cups would be like yes, clue that's so that they true. Show at the end.
Oh,
last year we did an escape room for your birthday.
That's oh true. My God.
That's true.
That's what we're thinking. So wait,
my birthday
fun.
Last year was so cute. Can I just say part of what happened?
Yeah.
It was such a fun day.
Uh-huh.
I like we got breakfast in the morning. Some people, uh-huh. you had something, you came uh-huh. in the middle, like uh-huh. for the escape room.
Yeah,
you were there.
Yeah.
Richard made up this like amazing bit in the scrape room.
Uh-huh.
Where like we would have like the loudspeaker woman would be like giving us hints when we couldn't get anything, and Richard would run up to someone and be like, "She's trying to fuck with us."
Because there's like some little girl, right. some haunted little girl yeah, that's like
the theme of it, like
yeah, that like we're in so... like a haunted girl's bedroom or something, yeah. and she's like, "But the toy, my parents get mad at me when I would play with the toys yeah. too loud."
Yeah.
And I'm like, "Natalie, don't you understand? She's fucking with us."
I feel like,
and
you
literally
guys
both... we solved it in like 15 minutes.
No, that's not my memory.
That's not true
Richard.
At all.
It was like quick. Really I feel like it was a record time.
No, we used she had every... to like get on the mic and like
we
give
used
us like...
every hint we had available to us. We used three. She was like, "We'll give you three hints."
Oh, I guess I didn't think about it.
I feel like you, Charlie, honestly was pushing with the hints, yeah. and you were more playing.
Were you like
you were pushing it ahead?
Oh well, I don't know about all that.
Not in a bad way. I just mean like I feel like you and like Molly
yeah.
were like,
"Let's
solvers.
Try to solve
yeah.
it."
Yeah, like, yeah, y'all were like we're
yeah.
In.
That's something that me and Molly are gonna really
definitely.
Be
doing. You guys like, were both like, "Lock, it's over here, like underneath the picture, like no, already scanned the bed, nothing's under the bed."
That's true.
I was, at one point was genuinely trying to help and started like taking these stones and like putting them in a fish tank,
mm-hmm.
and the woman just got over the thing and was like, "It makes me like from the woman like doll's voice mm-hmm. was like, "I don't like when the stones go in the tank," and I was like, "I think that's a part of it," and then she was like, "Stop."
don't put those in there. Stop.
OMG.
Anyways, then you went to tutor and people came back to my apartment, I think.
Oh my gosh.
And we watched like James Bond or something.
Uh-huh.
And then Richard and Jacob fell asleep on my couch. It was so cute.
But before I fell asleep, you and Ava were singing Wicked.
For good.
I was right. crying.
Oh, right.
I've
That's
never
right.
seen Wicked. I still haven't. But I like. Wait, I was like, what is this song? And I was like looking at the lyrics. Y'all sang it twice.
For sure.
Like,
for
I think sure. I think there was a version where it's like, no, I'm going to now be the other character.
You went yeah. back and forth?
They did a switcheroo.
Sang it twice.
Yeah, they sang it twice. Cried both times. I was like, this is beautiful.
Wait, it's so we like, did. To me, you're so Glinda,
yeah, yeah. I am. I mean, when I we saw, I went the next day because mm-hmm. Molly and Ava took me to Wicked for my birthday, which was an amazing present.
Yeah,
and Ava and I were like, "That is us."
Yeah,
like Glinda and Elphaba.
Yeah,
and they really, really do help each other.
Oh my! God. We need to go see it. We need to go see it.
Yeah,
we do.
I'll come.
Yeah, please. That would be so special.
We have a whole community of friends who are like, "I would see Wicked again."
Yeah.
See Wicked. I mean, my apartment right now has a set of like cups for drinking and then three Wicked tumblers. from different times that people who live in my apartment have gone to see Wicked and got a beer at intermission. You know what I mean? Like, that's the cup they give you.
Right, right, right. Drink. And they're like, oh, we're going to be having
and
this.
And now it's like, it's like my hot to-go cup.
Change for the better.
It
was so cute.
And I have to say that I think the trailer looks amazing.
I love the trailer.
The visual feast.
I don't even know the show. And I was like, I don't think it looks amazing.
Good. Really?
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, word.
You used to like it?
Yeah, when I first saw it and then I watched it again, I was like, I don't think it looks like well lit. It's like, why are they always in the dark?
Interesting.
I have to push that out of my head.
Yeah.
What you said.
I was really moved with the part where Ariana's like, don't be afraid. I got chills and I was like,
Your thing is you love Wicked. Like, I think I do. Oh, you like already love it.
You were born loving it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching a lot of Legally Blonde clips.
The musical?
No.
The movie.
The children's show. The book. The children's book version of it. Well, that's I love girl power stuff. Yeah. Hits hard for me every time.
Of course. Yeah.
Like, it's like they thought she couldn't do it.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God, I'm watching.
That's right.
If they thought she couldn't do it and then she can do it, I'm like, riveted.
No.
Completely crying. Yeah. Like, so moved.
That's right.
Like, I'm so moved by storylines that are like, it was there all along.
Oh my God. Literally. Someone being underestimated, it's like, I'm seated. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm so seated for someone being underestimated.
Right.
Especially that kind of thing where you know that they're going to make it. I'm like, you guys are being just fools. Wait. Mm-hmm. Just wait. Like, you don't know what she has under the hood.
Yeah.
Right. You guys like a Cinderella story for that reason?
I don't know that.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, do you just like Cinderella's story?
Oh, like
she's beautiful suddenly? But that's a little more complicated.
Well, it's actually like she is like... Like, they're like, you'll never go to the ball. Like, her stepmom, her stepsisters.
And then it's like, she did.
You're not like that cool. You're not that pretty.
They all tell her these negative things.
They talk down to her.
Yeah.
Right.
And then all of a sudden she becomes like the princess of the land.
And she's just like,
right.
But it is about physical beauty. So. Right.
And all,
but she's
right.
also beauty with beautiful within.
It also is beauty within. I think she has a sense of right. Like, the
stepsisters
presence.
Are so mean. Love her.
Right.
Oh, right. She's kind to animals.
Gus.
So I really cute. Only know the Into the Woods version.
Gus. I love him.
She plays a clever game with her shoe.
Squeeze him.
Gus. What is Gus Gus?
What is he?
A bunny, a beaner.
He's
a
bunny. He is a
Gus
little...
Gus the mouse is a bunny.
He is a bunny.
What's another one where about like someone being
underestimated? Oh, someone's underestimated?
Yeah. Besides Legally Blonde. Is it, right. Kind of like... I like the scene in Stick It where, yeah. Where is it Stick It? No, Bring It On. Where she's like the badass punk girl is like, I have to do this because this is my last resort. And they're like, okay, why don't you do a triple flip back handspring into a double layout? Mm-hmm. And she's like, and she like takes out her earrings or something.
She's like,
and walks away. And they're like, she can't do it. And then she walks to the back of the gym and she does it.
Right.
And everybody's like, and they thought she couldn't do it because she wears black. Uh-huh. But then she could do it.
She Incredible. Goes, this school didn't have a...
Right. This is a last resort.
Right. Yeah. Hayden Panettiere. I think it's Bring It On, too.
It's not Hayden Panettiere.
No,
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku.
Eliza Dushku?
Yep. And it happens to be Eliza Dushku, and it's Bring It On 1.
Yes.
Right.
And that's also a cool one because actually they come in second in the end.
Right. And it is about appropriation, though it's also about this like... punk doing cheerleading.
In this one moment it happens to be about a punk doing cheerleading, right. But they it largely is about like appropriation and like race and privilege.
Yeah,
right.
Cool movie.
They went there.
They really did.
They did go there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of one more for your little
thank you
thing.
Just I'm wanting like three.
You know what, Gladiator.
Oh my God, I haven't.
Do they have a woman doing that?
Oh, sweetheart, I'm sorry. It's not a woman. Did it
What about
to be
Mulan?
A woman?
Is yeah. Mulan? Does Mulan count?
Yeah, they yeah, definitely the, yeah, underestimated yeah, yeah. her.
Oh, you know
but
what?
But they don't know that she...
In Lord of the Rings.
No. Oh, honey.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
Okay, is but can I say a cool thing? It's not a spoiler. Whatever.
I don't care.
In Lord of the Rings, there's like this person tries to like kill a guy, like the really big evil guy, and he's like, no man can kill me. And then this woman who snuck onto the battlefield that right. you know, and because her dad is like, you can't fight your girl. And she's like,
is that, what's her face?
Not Cate Blanchett.
No, the Liv Tyler.
No, it's actually a third girl.
Who?
in this case. And she goes, and she kills him, and she goes, I am no man. And it's like, ah!
That's
cool. I'm actually smiling thinking
really,
about it.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And of course.
Kill Bill.
Nope. Okay. The one with with Julia Roberts.
Ocean's 12.
Podcast ends right there. Yeah.
Thank you so much, Richard. I think Natalie and I will take it from here. You can just sit quietly.
Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich.
Is a classic Legally Blonde, almost like
it's almost,
scene for scene.
It is almost scene for scene. It's shot for shot.
Shot for shot.
They like. They
but Aaron Brockovich were like,
what
came
if
first.
We did Legally Blonde but with a brunette? And like, let's just see how the story changes.
But
same exact premise, brunette, and then it.
All the differences. But yeah. Did Aaron Brockovich come first? I think it did.
Yes. So that, they Legally Blonde, they said, let's take Erin Brockovich and turn her blonde. And let's see how the story naturally changes.
Think about the name Legally Blonde. Right. It's a play on Legally Blind.
Yes. That's right.
It's interesting.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
Yeah, Legally Blind.
Right.
It's like Legally Blind. Like, why are you guys talking about blind?
I know. It's like a weird, it's like the pun, it sounds like it works in two ways, but it only works in one way. And it's like, it doesn't mean anything about the other way. Right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like, except that it's just like a legal terminology. Well, right. It actually does. Cause it's like, you're clinically blonde. Like you're legally blonde.
Like
her
like,
blondness is at a legal level in the same way that someone's blindness would be.
I guess. But it is still like.
Well, it's like when they name stuff, like. You have to take a leap of faith, but then once you name it, it becomes so iconic.
It's so like Exploration Live.
Literally.
Where it's like, what does that legit mean? And
right.
Like, now it's like, it's not even words. It's just sounds. It's just like, totally. That'll get that, everything bad. Yeah.
You know, my Siri, and it's not Siri, is activated, mm-hmm. but like whoever says my mm-hmm. text to me in my headphones,
yeah.
in my earphones.
Yeah.
She said Exploration Live the other day,
yeah.
like with all the punctuation.
Uh-huh.
It must have been in a text or something.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, Exploration Live. Because
oh,
of the colon the and the exclamation point.
Live.
Exploration
live.
You know how they say my last name?
Barderoy.
Yes.
Why?
Do you know that?
Yes, it says it to me. Text from Charlie Barderoy.
I don't know.
10
Barderoy.
Minutes
it gets so it lost in it.
It does. It literally does the craziest little scary
and for
thing.
Everyone in my family.
Yeah.
With that last name. It's just like Apple's like, we got it. Barderoy.
Barderoy.
Yeah. It's just something in, it's like I would get Barty, but that's not what they say.
No.
But you know what? Thank God I have something to talk about.
Oh.
Barday.
Period. Pelly.
I let people know when they tell me Barty.
Barty
I'm
yeah.
like, Barday.
Thank you.
Right.
I mean, God, it's like I'll be talking about that for the rest of my days.
Right.
We need something to talk about.
You do.
All right, come on.
Speaking of which.
Yeah. We do need something to talk about.
Right.
Okay.
And we all have two ideas today.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Okay, Richard, who do you want reading your ideas? And it's. No problem. Well, who's
well, ask
your
a trivia
closest
question.
To?
Why don't you ask us a trivia question about you and whoever gets it closest
oh, yeah,
to
yeah.
write gets to read your list.
Okay. I had a beverage before I walked into this building. What was that beverage?
It's not
iced
this
coffee.
One.
Okay. You?
I mean, I would have said iced coffee, but that's been taken. So I'm going to.
There's not so much time.
Right, exactly.
Your heart. What is, your
I'm
going
to say like an energy drink.
Okay. The closest I'd say was Natalie. I had an iced Americano.
Oh, that's a nice coffee, girlfriend.
I think that's almost like an energy drink.
You're dead.
I feel like that kind of has like energy drink vibes, right? Wait.
An energy drink.
I can take Natalie's? Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm obsessed already.
Okay.
I'm totally obsessed.
So who's gonna...
I'll go first.
Yeah.
For okay, this is Natalie's first one. Two words. Fiona and Cyrus.
Cool.
They are friends of our producer, Emma, and they... How do they meet? On a little app called Hinge, which is a dating app designed to be deleted. They met, and they are, from what I'm hearing... completely head over heels in love. And they met on this app.
And they're really good together?
Yeah.
they're really good together.
I mean, it's amazing. And they it works. And that's because Hinge really allows kind of a depth of information.
Totally. You have to answer these prompts. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like if you share a lot of information on another app, it's mm-hmm. kind of like, ew, why mm-hmm. did you want to share all that stuff?
Right. But Hinge, it's kind
you
of like
have
you have
to. But then with you it, need it right. to be able to have a conversation.
It actually so is if I was like, ugh, they're making me do this. But yeah. And then it's actually like, but thank God they are.
Thank God. Right. Because you actually have something to say.
Yeah. And specifically, Hinge's LGBTQIA plus prompts are designed to help queer daters better connect based on similarities, interests, and compatibility.
That's cool.
That is cool. They sent us some of these prompts. So we're going to answer them.
Okay. The first time I knew I was gay was, this is actually something that comes up, like yeah, on,
people do talk
people
about
like to talk about their uh-huh. early gay feelings, mm-hmm. so I could see that being a really good prompt. Like mine would probably be like when I saw this like on TV, like there was this girl like, and she dropped her underwear panties on the ground.
Whoa, and you were like.
But I'm looking for what that movie was, okay? It made me gay. What was it?
Mm-hmm.
So, but that could start a good conversation with someone.
Yeah, I have this joke I'm doing right now in okay. my stand-up where it's like, I'm like such an oversharer. So I came out really early. I came out when I was 14. And the joke is like, I'm like, I saw like a hot guy when I was 14 and I was like, Mom!
Aww.
Yeah.
That's a great story. So you could say that on the app.
Right, exactly.
Download Hinge and show off your full self using their LGBTQIA plus prompts today. Then find someone worth deleting the app for.
Yeah, have a little fun.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Moot.
Oh, well, just like when I was like a kid and people discovered like moot point mm-hmm. and then it was like moot point month and everyone was like, that's moot, that's moot, that's moot, that's moot. And then I feel like everyone kind of dropped it. Like that was weird and I haven't heard it since. Do you guys get that?
That's so funny. I have a playlist called Moot 2018.
Really?
Yeah.
What does it mean to you?
I think it was like my silly... or. I probably saw it somewhere online or something. Just like a different way to pronounce mood.
Oh, moot.
Yeah.
Like M-O-O-D-T?
M-O-O-T.
T.
It has that thing of like a word shape where like it's built of such basic word building blocks. Mm-hmm. But then it actually is like kind of this random word that has a very particular meaning.
Yeah.
Like it's like words that look like that tend to be words that we actually use all the time. It's like book or like
with the double O in foot. The middle.
Yeah, exactly. Or like feet. You know what I mean? Where it's like consonant, vowel thing, consonant. Right. Really simple. And anything like that, it's like cat, bin, whatever. Like things.
I feel like you're literally teaching us something.
Me too. And yeah, I'm kind of struggling. But go ahead.
Consonant, vowel, consonant, right? Like it's basic, right. But moot, it's like it's not like, oh, it doesn't, like because sometimes you get one of those where it's like, oh, randomly there's nothing that means that. Like, it's hard to think of one. But there's shapes, like words where it's like, you'd think there would be something that means that, but it doesn't. Okay. But this one, it's like, there is, but it's really random, actually.
Well, that, I feel like when you play that, like, word game, where yeah. you have to, like, figure out the word, and it's like, you're like, blues, B-L-O-O-S. Like, yeah, yeah, it's yeah. gotta be something.
Right, oh, right, like, blue. You would think, like, blue, like, that totally right, sounds blue. Like that could be a word.
Yeah.
It, like, has, like, the shape of it, and they're like, no, and you're like, really?
It's like Simlish,
right? And and you being like, oh, it could be a word, and then sometimes, and like in this case, it's like it randomly is, and it means something yeah. really specific and odd.
But I also feel like whenever mm-hmm. someone brings up that something's a moot point, they're being kind of rude.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
There is a rudeness to it.
Like it's like, oh, like well, like we would have missed the flight if we had taken the train because whatever, and it's like, oh yeah, but it's a moot point because
right
whatever, we didn't do and that, it's like yeah. you know what, like. Don't yeah. say it's a moot point because I kind of am just trying to connect right now.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, when someone's making a moot point, they're just trying to connect.
Yeah. And it's like
a bid for connection.
Yeah. And I'm also, it's like I'm trying to understand the world a little bit.
Right.
Yeah. Like, it's like, yeah, I know that didn't happen, right. but like, let's use our imagination. What if it did?
Right.
And wouldn't that be interesting? Oh, we can share this point.
Okay. So should we just sit here in silence?
Right. Yeah.
It's like, you know what? I think our friendship is a moot point. Then.
You know what's Moody's point?
Mm-hmm.
Our friendship.
OMG.
Okay, I'll do Richard's. Fucking bagel, huh?
What's this?
Okay, so this is about okay, so I work at a coffee shop.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And we have
iconically.
We got bagels there. Mm-hmm. We have some food options. Mm-hmm. We don't have a kitchen, but like, you know, we got a toaster, we got a press.
You're turning it out.
We got pre-made food that whatever. So, I don't know. This just reminds me of like sometimes in a shift I experience like almost every human emotion like possible, like in one shift. And so I'm in the waves, and like sometimes I'm like, sometimes I'm real pissed or I'm irritable, and I'm just like, are you fucking? And it's like so busy. And when someone orders a bagel, like, you know, whatever, even a bagel cream cheese or like a sandwich, whatever, I'm just like, this holds us up. Like, we only have one toaster, which puts like, you know, bagel got to cut in half.
Mm-hmm. Right. It's doing it. Like, it's not like the order's getting sent back.
Yeah, so no. It's like, yeah. Like,
so it's like
I'm doing
the
it.
Next coffee order doesn't get taken until the bagel is finished.
Totally. Yeah. Cause like I can put the bagel in, and then I got to ring some people up, and then I hear it pop, and I'm like, well, fuck, now I got to do this. So sometimes, and like, you know, I don't always get like irritable about it. Sometimes I'm just like, oh, that sounds good. Sure.
Yeah.
But I'm there's times where I think I'm like, in a headspace of like, I'm just so irritable, and then like people are coming in, and I'm like, you're about to order a fucking bagel. I just know it. You're gonna order a fucking bagel, aren't you? Totally. You're gonna order, and then like I'm right, like right, they do right. it, but then I can't tell how much of it is like I'm just searching for it, like almost like bird watching or something. Yeah. Like
right, once like you spot, you can tell the bagel coming
like,
towards you.
Yeah, like I'm like, it was like watch. I was like, you're about to order a fucking bagel. When we have these like burritos ready to go, they're wrapped up, warmed up, cooked up for you. I was like, you're not. Or even when the burritos, you know, we only have capacity for 10 bacon, 10 without bacon. Mm-hmm. And like sometimes there's like a rhythm, there's like a flow that people naturally are like, people come in, they're like, oh, like 7 plain ones are gone. Mm-hmm. And we have like 8 bacon ones left. Mm-hmm. And like no one wants the bacon ones. Like everyone just keeps coming for the plain.
Right.
And I'm like, and then eventually when I get in that irritable space, I'm like, watch, you want the fucking plain one, don't you?
Watch this. Watch her order a plain.
She's like, hi, ooh, could I have a plain burrito? You're like,
and I'm like,
gonna
what
kill
the
you, dude.
Fuck?
Like, it's oh so crazy. Like, at a, like, a place where there's someone serving you, like a restaurant or whatever, like, unless it's like the owner or someone that I guess is going to get like a tip or something, like, it is as annoying as like asking just like a random person to make you food. They're like, you know what I mean? Like they want to do it as much as just walking up to someone being like,
can I have
you
like
make
a grilled
me
cheese?
A bagel? Yeah. It's like, no, I don't owe you anything. Like, why would I do that?
Yeah, so true. Like you ask and it's like, well, I don't like, now I have to do it. Yeah. Like you get that? Like now, like you've asked me to do that. And now I'm having to do that. I don't want to do that.
When I was a barista, I would sometimes be like, oh, like the things that were very involved, like if someone ordered like a mocha, like they were like so proud of their mocha because they were like, we like hand mush the chocolate like with a pestle or whatever, and it just like took so long to like work the chocolate into the hot water to like melt it and steam the milk, whatever. And if someone would order that, I would kind of like lightly discourage by being like, oh, I'm not sure if we have the chocolate or whatever. And then if they would push, I'd be like, we do.
Right.
But then sometimes we would be like, oh, okay, then I'll just get a coffee.
Right. Because you're like, great, if you don't want it that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Right. Or like, are you still serving lunch? And I'd be like, I'm not sure.
And then if they're like, okay, never mind.
Yeah, sometimes you'd be like, never mind, no worries.
That's sometimes like with like the burrito thing, it's like someone's just ordering plain and it's like they have like a 1% preference for that. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it's like, you wish you could be like, so actually, could you just get the bacon one? Mm-hmm. Because that's going to make, like, just balance-wise, it's better. And someone would be like, yeah, that's fine.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right,
but they're just, like, doing plain. Like, they don't know, actually.
Right, yeah.
Meanwhile, like, bacon is, like, it's, like, both so desired and so reviled. Like, bacon
you're
is so...
so right.
Thank you.
It's literally, like, bacon is, like, it's almost, like, erotic. Wait.
Sure.
How intense... the like understanding of it is.
It's kind
of
like bacon's like, keep them talking.
Bacon has the girls talking.
Because like, it's both like the, I feel like, thing that would get someone to order something.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, oh, is there bacon, ooh, bacon? In it?
Right, right, right.
Oh, then I'll get a burrito.
Yeah.
And be like, oh, is there bacon? Mm. Oh, shit.
They actually, yeah, like, it's almost like violently sensual.
Bro. Bacon.
I'm leaning in.
I'm like, kind of like taking it away from that again.
Yeah. Like, whenever, I'm like yeah, no, totally. It's like horny. Not, bacon's horny. Right.
You're like, I feel like you could wrap your dick in it.
Well, they tried to take away its sensuality by making it a meme. They were scared of it.
Bacon wrap penis.
Well, no, they just like, sorry, remembered like Epic Bacon, like, yeah, that world, yeah, of the internet, and they were scared of it. They tried to like neuter bacon by making it like kind of a joke. Like being like, bacon and everything, but it's like you couldn't do it. Like, it's,
they were
just
trying to make a joke of how much they liked it.
Yeah,
because
a little
bit. They
were
scared of their desire, you think?
Yes.
At that point, when bacon was like a joke, mm-hmm, like, remember on Even Stevens, there was that kid who loved bacon.
Bacon Bits or something?
Yeah, yeah, he was, yeah, named like Beans. Actually.
Beans.
But he, Bacon Bits is his name.
Where's
they
BB?
Had this friend, Bacon Bits, and bacon, but he was like upset. Or maybe it was Even himself.
Even.
Or, excuse me, Stevens or whatever, the Even kid. Shia, yeah, LaBeouf. I think he was obsessed with bacon. Uh-huh. But it was when I was like really keeping kosher and had never had bacon. And it was almost like a prank. How, right, obsessed with bacon everyone was. Like,
right,
they,
right,
were like, goy, 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 goy. Like, everything plus bacon equals life.
It has its own oil in it. Like, you heat it and it, like, yeah, releases all of this oil and fat. Like, you can just put it into, like, a raw skillet.
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, you like
but
it.
But that's what makes it, that's, it like,
can
part
taste
of its
like so delicious. Yeah. Yes. I think that's part of the sensuality.
Oh, that the juice is in itself?
It's so, like, juicy.
I think, right, so, yeah. Right. I mean, it really.
It's so, like,
that, oh, fuck.
Yeah, wait.
Everything's coming out.
Right, right, right.
And
once you add, like, yeah, temperature, exactly, like, heat, like, it juices
And it's, like, marbled
itself.
Fat, and it's so, like.
It can be chewy. It can be crunchy, hard,
yeah, exactly,
as fuck. I used
and
to
because
beg.
It's so reviled.
I used to go to diners with my dad and beg the waiter. I'm like, make it chewy.
Make it chewy.
Chewy,
what
chewy
do you mean, so not
like
crispy?
Light. Yeah, not crispy.
You begging the waiter.
Bro,
yep.
Please.
Make it chewy.
You're like, make it raw?
Make almost raw.
Like, don't,
oh my
cook
God,
it.
I'm like, I'm begging for it.
You wanted like a gummy candy. What did your,
yeah,
dad say?
Yeah, my dad was just like, yeah, and I'll have I'll have home fries with my
He's like, my son, and he'll tell you what he wants. Like,
yeah,
I can't,
yeah,
even get into it.
Yeah.
You're like, oh!
You're like, please!
I'm like, please, make it chewy. I'll do anything, please.
Your dad, like, completely not knowing, like,
yeah,
what's going,
like,
on. Fuck!
Yeah.
I feel like I just want to say this. I find turkey bacon to be queen of everything.
Oh, it's delicious. But it
I
does
love
lack,
her.
It lacks the raw sensuality of normal bacon.
I think that works for me.
Yes, me too. I actually, it's a lot more, eating bacon actually just like in a normal context is a little bit like, whoa, like.
You are actually wanting to F the F
out
of bacon.
I'm not saying I want to. I'm just saying I'm like noticing it wants
you're
to fuck
it
me.
Wants
it's an
to.
Aphrodisiac.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Bacon's an aphrodisiac for you.
No, right. No. I'm just saying it's like coming on to me.
No,
like,
right.
You know what I mean? I don't
She's
have it that much.
She's trying to come into you.
Basically.
Yeah.
And what you're saying is I'd rather turkey bacon to honestly curb my desire.
Yes.
Or her desire.
Well, just the idea of having it like regularly is so like intense. And every once in a while, bacon is amazing, but it's just like a lot.
No, it's very sexually overwhelming for you and I
and I actually
me.
Think for you guys too.
I agree.
Yeah, I mean now that
thank
yeah, you.
You
know.
Well, for me there's
it's
this
like
kind
I'm like
of
off
like,
mic. I'm like, can I not be alone in this?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I kind of have like the religious like sin component.
That's what
which
I'm
is
saying.
Sexual.
It's like
right, but
because
then,
bacon
but
is
it's
so
like,
it's
forbidden.
So
wrong. Yeah,
right.
It's so wrong.
Right,
but
right.
There's something so
and also
forbidden
it's like,
fruit. About
it's so like immediately a pig. Like more than other pork stuff is to me. Like
really?
I'm like, I like experience it as like.
To me, it's not because it just does has that random ass shape.
I guess for me, I'm like seeing it, but maybe
that it's part of a pig too.
Yeah, I'm just like knowing that it's like this is like the pleasure of this. The reason it tastes so good is because of the like immense suffering of this other thing.
Right. Because the pigs are so smart.
Yeah, yeah, basically. And they, like, know. And it's, like, it is so wrong to have it. Like, for me, like, the pleasure of it and the, like, sin of it, it's sinful.
But why is it so wrong that it's a pig?
Because they are like smarter than like other things. They're like the smartest dolphins, basically. Smart. They like have social ties. They're like hanging out. They're like basically as smart as you guys and me. Like, like they're awesome.
Hold on now.
My, they're as smart as you guys, are almost as smart as me.
They probably could get like a 28 on the ACT or whatever.
Charlie. I think that is what it is, that it's like, to me, it feels so sinful to have it. And it is sinful in like a literal way, but also just like in my mind, it's like it's wrong, but it's so good and it's so intense and it's dripping with fat and it's like coming.
Yeah, and then basically. Like, yeah, it's like left with all this like oil.
Yeah, exactly. Thing.
And it's like, don't throw it down the drain.
Oh my God, it's like even it's when so it's gone, it's like thick. You yeah. have to be like, also, by the way, when you cook it, you have to stand like so far away from it.
Because it'll hurt
you. It splatters you all over.
Oh
like,
my God.
Bro.
Right, literally, like, I'm dead. And it's hot like hell.
Yes. And you have it in the morning.
It's splattered it's like.
Hot like hell.
It's literally like boiling. Like, yeah. Bacon is like from the devil. It's it is the like devil's sin temp. Incarnate. It's
oh
like
my God.
Pleasure. It's like going to kill you, clog your arteries.
Right,
like,
right.
That's so
right.
true.
It like sends your soul straight to hell.
Oofies.
It's so good. Everybody wants you to avoid it.
But it's everywhere.
But it's everywhere. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. like you can't get away from it.
Right.
It's calling your name.
That is true in that it's like, it is like, it has like taken up the winning spot of like most unhealthy thing in yes. our like yeah. minds.
Yes, it's true.
Which is like, I don't know if that's true.
I don't know if that's true either. But it really is like you eat it, you're like, bro, this is
I know,
crazy.
Actually, yeah, it's like, wait, I feel sick as fuck.
Right. You're like,
except
not-
for turkey bacon. When I eat that, I feel strong. I'm ready to run a marathon.
No, turkey bacon is amazing like that.
Yeah.
I don't remember a lot. I don't know if I tried it.
I'm going to make you some.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll make you some. You.
I would love to have a turkey bacon with you.
I actually really feel like energized from that.
I want to just say that before the episode, I like said I was going to tickle Richard. And then I just held my hand up and he laughed for like 5 minutes.
You actually got a little overwhelmed by your power.
It was cool. Yeah. I know. But then I felt that he was scared of me. That's why I got sad.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do my next one.
Okay. Charlie, so cute. Charlie's ideas. I love that you write your name. Okay, this says, aren't I the sweetest?
This is one of, this is the thing. I knew you would like this. Do you ever like do this or have this thing with yourself where you're like, ugh, that is so adorable, like of yeah. me to be doing, like, I'm like, aren't I just the cutest? Like, I have this whiteboard in my office and I'm always trying to like use it and I like am never successful. I never like build a system, but I'm just like, yesterday I like did something on the whiteboard, I crossed it off, I was like, oh my God, like, I'm
that's
being like cute. So adorable,
that is
like
so cute.
I'm just being like, and I'm like giving it a shot, you know what yeah. I mean, it's not always working, like it doesn't come to me so natural, I'm sure it won't last, but I'm like I write it down on the whiteboard.
Yeah.
Cross it off. Like,
really trying.
So like, cute. Really just trying to be like, I'm going to try the new way to live my life. Like, awesome.
I love, yeah.
I just, like, I couldn't be cuter. Like,
that's
it's
really
adorable
cute.
Of me.
That's really cute.
Yeah.
I feel that way about you.
Mm. Thank you. Do you feel that way about yourself? Like, you I want you to access that.
Yeah,
I want
you
to
you
access
must.
That. You must. You're always doing stuff where it's just like, oh my God, like,
so
I'm being
sweet.
The little cutest ever,
yeah.
basically.
I'm
being a little
sweetie
pie.
When you put on
pie.
Your outfits, do you ever think that?
Come on, you must be putting on your outfits and looking in the mirror being like, I'm the sweetest little pie there ever was.
I don't know about sweet.
Cute?
Like some, you know what? Once in a while, sure. I'll be like, this is so cute.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But then sometimes like, I almost take cute as like, when to myself, like, well, I guess it depends. If I'm like going out.
Yeah, yeah. You don't want to
I'm
be,
like, I don't want to be cute. I want to
be
like,
you want to be like a bad bitch.
Yeah, I want to
be
bacon.
Yeah.
I want to be bacon, bitch.
Bad like bacon.
Yeah.
Yeah,
bad like
be
bacon.
Bad like fucking bacon.
You want to be hot like hell.
Hot yeah. like hell.
Bad like bacon, hot like hell.
Oh! I feel like maybe
bitch,
in the
you know I'm
sexy.
Don't call, just text me.
Can't text me.
Yeah.
Well, I feel like maybe sometimes in the morning when you have your outfit on, it feels right to be cute.
Yeah,
definitely.
Or just like in your house, you're like, I'm just doing this little stuff. Mm-hmm. Like
that's true. Or you know what? Sometimes I feel so cute when I like, you know, if I'm just like not wearing any pants, t-shirt, like I'm in my room on my bed, and I order like delivery, and I quickly put on like gym shorts, clogs, just to like answer the door. And I'm like, I'm the cutest little thing that's literally ever lived.
Wait, like throwing on your sweats to get cozy. Like that is like pop star cutie.
Yes.
It's very Ariana Grande.
Grana Ronda.
I don't know what happened there. That was not on purpose.
Do it again.
You're green.
You're green.
You're green.
You're green. You're green.
You're green.
You're green.
I like when my sweater goes beyond my hands. Like Ariana.
Oh, Grande. Yeah. Well, oh my God, I had a theater teacher in high school who was like, don't do that. That's
like disgusting.
She was just like, that's called like sleeve acting, and it's like not good for acting. Shut up. And like, I just like agree with her.
No, it's like you're totally wrong.
Yeah. Wait, don't be so mean to me. I'm your friend.
Right. I think most characters, it'd be funny to do like a show where it's like Seinfeld, a presidential drama, but like it's like they're all like
West Wing with sleeves.
They're all like. Or it's like a superhero movie, Mr. and they're all President. Holding guns. They're like,
we need that.
It's so cute. Oh my Wait, God. I did this bit the other day with like, it's like Ariana Grande in an emergency, and she's like trying to like get on her phone, but her like sleeves are too far. Wait, let me show you guys. Hold on. It's like this. She's like,
she's like, I can't get
She's just like pressing at it furiously. She's like trying to swipe up. Fuck.
That's funny. I like
That's
that.
So funny.
I like that about the like a whole series, like
the whole sleep. Thing. Yeah. Anything where it's like exactly like something, but then there's one thing different is gonna be funny.
Totally. I'm actually sweating.
I feel kind of hot too.
I can turn down the AC.
Turn up. Yeah, I can't take my sweatshirt off because I'm not wearing a bra.
Oh, I've already taken my sweatshirt off.
Yeah, but do you know what's different about us?
Well, I'm not wearing a bra. So I don't get what the issue is. I'm writing down something.
Do you ever feel like you're the sweetest that's ever lived?
Yeah, I really agree with what you're saying.
Because you are.
Sometimes when you text me, I feel the sweetest.
Natalie.
Because you'll say stuff like that.
Right. I'm like, you're being a little
Well, you call everybody bunnies and beans.
But the thing is, like, both of you, I'm like, I was like thinking about it on my way here. I was like, I'm literally about to sit down with Mr. and Mrs. Cutest. And I text you separately, and I'm like, Mr. Cutest. Or I'm like, Mrs. Cutest.
Remember one thing happened when the first time you and Molly hung out? Like, we were like walking in a group somewhere, and you like said something, and she looked at you, and she was like, oh, you're a cutie pie.
Oh, right.
She kind of clocked you. And then it was like off to the races.
She's just like, oh, so you're,
oh, you're a cutie pie. You're a cutie now pie. I'm getting it.
That completely just like, I was like, I just felt so nervous. But like, but seen.
Right. And I was like, well, that's what being seen makes you feel.
I was like, you caught me.
Yes, to be truly seen.
Yeah.
It's very vulnerable.
Very vulnerable.
When I make my coffee in the morning, I'm like, that's cute.
It's exactly that kind of thing where you're just like, you wake up, you're like,
so cute.
Yeah.
Actually, like in the mornings, everybody's really cute.
Everyone is so cute in the morning, except if you work at a coffee shop. And
Everyone's evil.
Yeah. Well, because then you're not in the morning. Like you're past the morning stage. Yeah. Right. And so you're like, you guys look like fucking shit. Like, ew.
Totally. But you must have people come in like right at opening.
Yeah, there are some people come right at opening. Like, and there are some people where I'm like, you're so cute.
Yeah.
Right.
I can only imagine. I was really, because of my computer issue this morning, I was really irritable. I keep getting irritable about manspreading on the train, which is so like 2014. Yeah. But people, I'm like, can you make fucking room for me? Like, I'm trying to sit down.
Yeah.
Do you ever say something?
No. But actually, yesterday, like, I was on the train and I was like really squeezed. I had to like lean forward. There wasn't enough room for like my body to like be all the way back. And this guy next to me was like, there was room for him to like kind of scooch, and he wasn't. And then I looked at his phone, and his background was, who's that woman everybody does the impression of? These gays.
Oh yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge.
And then I looked at what he was listening to, like a gossip podcast. And I was like, and you're a gay guy?
Whoa.
And you're not moving. I was like, hi, like I'm a gay guy too. Like make a little room for me.
Right. You should have sat on his lap.
I literally was about to be like, careful, babe. Yeah, like I'll straight up have sex with you.
Yeah.
You don't move over, like we're gonna be having sex.
We're gonna
right. Totally.
If you don't want sexual don't congress away, now, then you best move over, sweetheart.
Definitely.
I would just like be like a friend to me. Like,
so he was standing and spreading?
No, he was like sitting, but like was just like taking up and not like scooching over, not accommodating.
Taking up
me
enough for like two seats.
But also, by the way, it's like I don't like living so irritably. And I don't like, because it's like I'm sure I'm constantly doing things that are like not so space conscious. It's really easy to actually fuck that kind of stuff up, I think.
Yeah.
And so I don't like, I don't like being overtaken by irritability.
Yeah. I know. Well, you know what's nice is, excuse me, I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
No, I was literally just going to say, that's it.
Sorry. That when you can say something, it like makes you less weird.
Mm-hmm. If you can say something.
Never mind.
Well, I have a thing.
Wait.
I keep having...
Wait, what did you mean?
Like, sorry. If there was a world in which you could say, like... Yeah. Like, oh, can I sit here?
Yeah.
And like have them scooch?
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, yeah. And I'm sure I do that sometimes too. And someone would say something.
Yes. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's a hard world in which we all have to just be
silently
angry at everyone and silently angering everyone.
Right.
Without really ever getting the feedback.
Right. Especially because in your head, you're like, this asshole doesn't care about other people. He's trying to, he's like, dismissive of me. And then, like, you would say something and be like, oh my God, I'm so sorry.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, you just didn't realize. Totally. You know what I mean? Like,
especially
like,
this guy, he probably would have been like, oh my God, sorry.
He'd be like, yes, queen. Like, we should have sex. Yeah. Yes. I mean, this guy's probably been like, yes, mama. Like,
you're like, the
crosses
subway.
His legs tighter than anyone's.
He's like, let's kiki together on the train.
Right, he's like, you're like, can you move over? He's like, oh my God, the gays, they want to go on the subway.
He's like, Jennifer Coolidge.
One time though, Jennifer Love Coolidge. Like, didn't have room on the subway, and it looked like there was room between two people. Mm-hmm. And I was like, can you scoot in a little bit? Mm-hmm. And the person was like, that's my baby on the ground. And I looked down, and it was like a baby carriage. And I was like, Zowie. And so it doesn't always like go well.
Right, exactly. And then people don't like to be talked to.
Fight with like a crazy ass stranger.
I have to write something down.
You know, that's been happening a lot.
I know. But you know what I was writing? Jennifer Love Coolidge.
Jennifer Love Coolidge.
I think that's something you could share.
I did, and you guys didn't hear it.
What did you say?
I said Jennifer Love Coolidge, and nobody really responded. So I said, Jennifer Love Coolidge, going in my journal.
So cute.
Oh my God. You could tell us that. You're like, I tried. I'm like, then I don't know what to tell you,
it's
girl. We did not
on
care.
Unlistening ears.
We did not give a shoot.
Be like, ooh, quiet about that stuff, because we're actually going on. Ooh, I don't want to hear that.
Can't hear that one.
You're like, sweetie,
talk.
I think maybe that's an inside thought.
Right. Legit. Just kidding.
We moved this couch this way. So, yeah. Gay guys on the train.
Okay, I'm glad you asked, because I was so ready to move on from Natalie's thing, and it actually was really productive.
Well, sometimes it's really nice to ask, like, to encourage someone to explain, but then also sometimes it's nice to not
be like, if you want to do it, I know you'll get
there. So I think they're both very, very valid.
Right.
Great. Hope you guys are feeling valid.
I'm feeling valid as fuck right now.
Do you feel valid?
I do. Well, I also want to say another thing.
Say it.
And then, did you remember what you were going to say before?
No, I don't think I ever had something to
say.
Say
what you want.
Well, that I went
say
to the bathhouse yesterday, mm-hmm. and it was really, really crowded because mm-hmm. it was President's Day.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe it's like that on the weekends anyways, but it was crowded for Monday. I don't know. It was full of people, like low-key, like overwhelming, but like kind of awesome, but like really scary.
Right.
And you were like sitting really close to people.
Right.
And that was kind of interesting. But then there was one time where there weren't a lot of people around, and I got to put my arms back like this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, this is completely incredible.
Yeah.
Like, sitting like this.
No,
I've
that's
also
a
been
really
watching
good way to
Sopranos,
sit.
Yeah, and I'm just like,
kind of a wait. So Natalie's putting her like elbows back on the like back of the couch.
Right.
You guys can kind of.
Cute.
Yeah.
It's awesome. And that's spreading. And the thing is, you know, we all have to share space on the subway, and I don't think it's the place for it.
Mm-hmm.
But spreading.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's an amazing.
And on the subway, you often can.
Yes.
Often there's not so many people. And actually, you know what's interesting is the time where people spread, it's the transition between like not so full, like there's enough seats for everybody, and then when more people come in,
right, they
and that's
started
when it gets a little
spreading.
Frustrating, yeah. And you're like, oh, you're having to kind of undo
you're
your
like,
spread.
Things change.
It's like, right, you used to be able to have two seats,
right,
and now it's like not.
It's like, yeah, we gotta.
And it's like, if you're the first person who's like not sitting on the subway, that's when you're like, okay, like nobody's really gonna accommodate
right,
me.
Like, hey, like ding ding.
It's actually
bell,
almost like osmosis, where it's like enough pressure, like you people just force their way into the seats. Like if you have like. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I do on the train that I'm realizing is bad? Is I extend my legs out. Or if my legs are crossed, they naturally, like, go kind of yeah. far
oh,
forward.
Oh, totally. Me too.
Same, and it's, same. Like, actually really hard to
yeah,
not
and
do
then,
that.
Yeah, and then it dawns on me when someone's, like,
trying to crossing. Walk by and yeah, they're, like, I'm like having oh, to do wait, an obstacle
I'm,
course.
Yeah.
Totally.
I'm sorry, everyone. I'm
they should space. Sell something that is period. A type of device. It attaches to your knee,
uh-huh.
and it goes up to the left and down. Uh-huh. It's kind of like a... It's just a device, but uh-huh. basically... So when you cross your leg...
Uh-huh.
It attaches to this knee,
the under
knee.
Yeah.
And it goes out like this. And it's just a place to tuck this.
Yes.
This leg that's
it's
out.
Like the underneath cute. Of a movie seat or something.
Exactly. Because I love to tuck this leg.
But it's not so.
There's just nowhere to put
it's
it on
nice
the subway.
It's nice to tuck your yeah. foot somewhere.
Yeah.
It's nice to tuck
it's
your
nice
foot.
It's nice to tuck your foot somewhere.
Oh, God. It's nice.
Oh, God. Is it nice to tuck your foot
it's
somewhere?
It's so nice
it's
to
just
tuck
nice to tuck your foot
yeah,
somewhere.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Oopsies. You know, I always like to put my feet up
it's
all the
nice
time.
It's nice to tuck your foot somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I always like to put my feet up. Like
it's nice to tuck your
okay.
foot somewhere. It's nice to tuck your foot somewhere.
But you know what else is nice?
What? Tucking your foot somewhere.
Moving on.
What were you going to say?
Moving the hell on.
From the tucking your foot somewhere thing?
I always like to put my feet up wherever I am.
Of course.
And like my niece, who's 2, mm-hmm. likes to do it too. And like she'll always like have her feet up like somewhere silly in a fun mm-hmm. way. And we were always kind of like, oh, like she's like me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I found a picture of myself as a baby. My sister showed me or mm-hmm. when I was like 5 or something. And I fell asleep with my legs on the wall.
Oh, it's cute.
And I saw that picture and I was like, you know, I think I might have a circulation problem.
Right.
Like the way in which I'm seeking out my feet being up is right. like they actually can't be like below my heart. And I right. feel like that's actually like an issue.
Oh, that's a thing. That's a thing in something pots
what
I don't have pots
right but that's right it's like in the genre of
who's pots though
I think it's like a circulatory issue
okay
a heart
maybe condition. I do have it then
but I think it's pretty serious
oh
I actually don't know much about it so I'm gonna leave that but I agree with
left.
Like I do think there's physical things like reasons why it's nice to be like constrained mm. or like it's an interesting matrix of like psychological need and like physical need
yes yeah. yes yes
yeah. I mean
yes,
we, you yes. know so
like a swaddle
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
or a cuddle mm-hmm. or a weighted blanket
mm-hmm.
do you right. guys have weighted blankets
no
I should
me
get
neither
one.
No
you know the thing is they're so fucking heavy
right
and
right.
it kind of sucks and
oh my god I can't ugly. Imagine like Death. Ordering one
totally
or like bringing it home from somewhere
literally
like
what? Should we do a next idea
oh okay
I can do yours
sure
this is Natalie's second idea fresh air
oh just give it up
oh my god it's totally fabulous
yeah
divine
and you know what the
give
winter,
it up for fresh air
give it up for fresh air
yeah,
give it up the winter has its downsides don't get me wrong
don't
yeah, yeah.
But get one thing that she offers is what? The air is fresh as fuck.
Oh,
literally.
I was walking home late last night and I was like, ooh. Like, yeah. I really was locking into the fact that it was nice and crisp
right.
and fresh.
And listen, you don't always need fresh air. Mm-hmm. So sometimes it's like, why is this air so crisp? Like, I just want to relax and it's like a little intense. But if you are mm-hmm. stressed or whatever at a party and it's just like overwhelming.
Oh my God, at a party.
In the winter, when you escape for some fresh air... Like
it's like a
really
blast.
Fresh.
Yeah,
it's,
blast. It's like a spa. Like when you do the cold plunge, it's nice
exactly.
like that. You can get overheated, overstimulated.
Right. And like when we were in LA, like I was getting really car sick, mm-hmm. like sitting in the back of all these people's cars who were giving me rides, which was really nice. Mm-hmm. Like these fucking people. But I
why
would,
are
like,
we even going to my house?
Stick my head out the window, and it would be like cold air because it would be like chilly-ish at night. And I was like, fuck, like
no, awesome.
That really, really helps. It's like so medicinal. in a way, like, where the summer, like, it's so fun to be outside, but, like, when you open up a window in the summer, like, the air can feel really stagnant.
Yeah.
Totally.
It's also, like, I'm wondering if, like, we'll start paying more attention to, like, the, like, air quality as a variable in our lives, just because it feel, I think like it's, like, more of a, like, concern, yeah. right? Like, especially with this past summer, like, all the crazy forest fires. In the way that we pay attention to,
like rain or not.
Rain. I know in LA, it's like, that's a thing people really clock. They're like, it's really smoggy today. Oh, it's really clear today. Mm. Like, when it rained when we were in LA, people were like, the day after, like, you have to go hiking. Because the rain clears out all the smog, and so it's, like, really beautiful air.
Wow.
And I never, like, growing up, I didn't think about, like, that variable.
Yeah.
When we were in LA, it was like, I got there the day after it rained. And so it was just, like, beautiful. And everyone kept being like, it's not like this. It's not like this. Like, this is so special. And then we got to Seattle, and it was, like, beautiful.
Right.
No rain, clear skies, so sunny. And everyone was like, it's not fucking like this. Like, and it was so funny to, like, have the lucky day in all the places and not experience, like, the luck of it.
Right, you know what I mean? You're like, yeah, it seems
people
nice.
People kept trying to, like, impart, like,
but we got
this
an unlucky
is special.
Day.
Like,
In San Francisco. It was, and it was our one day where we were like, we got nothing to do. It was the day after our show. And it was like, people were like, it's raining so much. We're actually really worried.
Mm-hmm.
And we're concerned for how much it rains. And it's like danger of flooding.
In San Francisco?
Yeah. And it was kind of like we couldn't do anything.
Right.
But by the way.
That's why you're skipping.
Yeah. We were like, don't go to San Francisco. It's always
raining.
But
are you looking for a venue there still?
I am.
So then let's like put that out on the podcast.
Oh, yeah.
If you are a venue in San Francisco.
If you or anyone you love is a venue.
Right.
Please reach,
reach out. For like end of March, mid-March.
Honestly, because I'm like, I think, because I originally wanted to do it the weekend of like either on the 22nd or the 23rd of March. But I'm like, I think I'm just going to like stay in LA and just like.
Chill.
Yeah, chill.
So
and
never
like
mind.
Catch up with some people. But I will fly back out.
If there's a show.
You know, if there's a show, you know, April or something.
Well, because there's people who we met who were like, you know, we like at a show, someone was like, I book music at a venue somewhere. That was Portland, actually. Not relevant, but anyways.
That kind of person exists.
Exactly. Yeah. If you're a musician, you're like, oh, I play this venue in San Francisco.
I'll sing.
We need to follow where the musicians go because that's where it's like not that freaky.
I'll sing.
Is it a feeling I'm having.
You All know. Right, let's do the next idea.
Okay.
Is that me?
It can be whoever.
No, I'll do yours. Flatiron checkpoint heart.
Oh, right. Okay.
Checking in safe at Flatiron.
Flatiron. So this was, I feel like I've like, I feel like I've probably told you about this. Actually, probably both of you. Like,
we'll see about that.
Basically, Flatiron. There's this one specific corner. Now I'm blanking on exactly what those corners are. But when I walk by there, I'm always like, I get this like memory of like 12 years ago when I was at Pratt. And there's like a photo developing place like on that block. And I just remember like so distinctly remembering just where I'm at in my life. And I was like, oh, I'm stressed about this thing and that thing. And I'm here. And then these are my, you know, this is just like where I'm at in my life. This is the season of it.
Totally.
And as the years have gone by, like that corner, like it's just really always remind, like brings me that. Like,
it's like a checkpoint.
A checkpoint
of like, where am I now?
Where am I now?
Because like, you're not there so often that it like blends together. It's like every few months, every year. Oh, so true.
And
that's
so,
really interesting.
So it's like anytime I walk, and I feel like probably people in like, or wherever you are, like there's like those places that like are near where you live, but it's not where you like work or like hang out at all. But like you just have those places that like, you're like, oh, right, like, this is where that was. And I remember I first clocked that feeling or that idea of it, like, in 2017 or something. Like, I was working at ESOP, and we used to have our, like, company meetings, like, at their office nearby here. And I remember I was with a friend. After the meeting, we, like, walked together to, like, Soho. And on the walk, we passed that corner, and that's when it hit me. And I was like, oh, right, this is where I was that night that I was, like, stressed about, like, finals or whatever was going on. And, like, this is where I was in my life, and now this is where I'm at now. This is the things I'm worried about. Wow.
Da, 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 da. And it's like such different sets of concerns, yeah. but maybe also like parallel ways of thinking. And yes. also yes. sometimes it's like you've left some ways of thinking. You're like, I used to get so worried about that yes. kind of thing, but I don't right, anymore. Right.
Yeah.
Or you're like, I still get worried about this, but now it's a completely different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's also, it's so crazy the way memory works, where you're like, why that moment? Like, why something's just indelibly yes. like, you know, leave such marks in yeah. your memory, and you're like, but it's kind of random. Like one day where you're like, something in your brain is like,
yeah,
let's hold on to this. Like, let's make this a checkpoint.
There was a TikTok trend a while ago that was like me like randomly remembering that day I was like eating Cheerios in a green sweatshirt in fourth grade because I wondered if I would remember it forever.
Right.
And now I just do.
Right.
Like when you check in with the like idea yeah. of like, I'm going to be older one day and remember
yeah.
this.
Yeah.
And then sometimes it just gets like calcified.
Yeah, yeah. Totally.
But I think that's such a fun, like those places are kind of like a portal.
Yeah.
Like you do a little time travel when you're in those places, because you're not just being like, oh, I used to be like this and now yeah. I'm like this, or that used to be my life and now it is. But you're also acknowledging that all that time has passed and imagining what the next thing is going to be. Like yeah. you also go forward.
Yeah.
You know what I totally. Mean? You're like, oh, and this is just going to like keep going on and happening like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's fun.
I had that, like, I felt that actually recently, not in Flatiron, but in Clinton Hill, because I went to Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to someone's apartment near there, like closer to like Fort Greene.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this memory of like just when I first moved to New York, and I became friends with like my friend Robbie, who was like one of my like first friends I mm-hmm. made like at Pratt. And I remember I just wanted to like be friends with him so bad, and we became Facebook friends or whatever. Mm-hmm. And then he like messaged me this one night and like asked me if I wanted to like pregame with like him and some people at his apartment. And he told me the address, and I was like, oh, so he lives like in those nice, like, mm-hmm. I knew nothing about like apartments or whatever. Mm-hmm. I assumed he lived in like one of those gorgeous brownstones.
Yeah, yeah.
And it close by like Fort Greene.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he lives in one of those nice ass apartments. I'm like, damn, I'm about to like, I'm going to be living it up tonight, aren't I?
Yeah.
And then I get there and I'm like, oh, wait, no, it's absolutely, we're in college.
Like, you're I'm like, I bet he has a whole townhouse.
Yeah, floors. Literally. And I was in the dorms like when I first moved. So I literally knew nothing about like apartments or anything. So I was just like, wow, like I'm about to go to a beautiful. And I was like, oh, okay, got you. And so recently I like went to someone's apartment that was like in one of those houses. Mm-hmm. Like that I like visualized
oh
him
my
living
God.
In
oh my God,
and yeah. I'm like, whoa, I'm actually here,
right.
But like, for a totally different thing,
right.
Yeah, I was like, this is Robbie's house, God. And but I'm here for a totally different thing in a different part of my life, like,
whoa.
Yeah,
that is really cool.
I always think of like, again, this English class in high school, my teacher would use the word palimpsest, which I don't really know what it means, but I think it means, it's like, I think of it like things layered on top of each other, like, mm-hmm. And that's how New York feels so often,
yeah.
where you're like, you have a whole map of an experience in a world, and then it's like, the map stays the same, actually, like.
Well, you especially.
Right,
like,
I mean.
Your whole life.
Yeah. Like, I've been around.
Totally.
You know what I mean? I've been in. Although it's like, you know, I spend a lot more time in Brooklyn now than I did when I was growing
right.
up. So like, right. like there is some overlap. And that's always funny when they're like, I'm always like, oh, I think this is the block where like in 10th grade, I went to that like random warehouse party that was like thrown by seniors that mm-hmm. like we paid $40 for and then got shut down right. like within 15 minutes of us getting there.
Totally.
I'm like, oh, memories.
Oh, I wish we knew each other in high
totally.
School.
Totally.
Yeah, we would have had fun.
I wish like the three of us like, could have lunch in high school.
As like totally.
As high schoolers,
yeah. To me, like Clinton Hill is so dense with memory, actually.
Really?
Yeah, of like various like boyfriends, actually.
Oh.
It is boyfriend town.
It is, seriously. It's like, mm-hmm. if you have a boyfriend, like, go ahead and have them be living in Clinton Hill.
Definitely.
In my experience.
I couldn't hear you more.
Ellie.
Let it be known, Charlie.
Literally.
I want to be doing this. And you know what I mean. That's short for Pelly. Which, by the way, if you don't know, Pelly means period.
Yeah, which Charlie created. Yeah.
And completely stole. And Richard sang.
Popularized Richard.
Right,
popularized Richard sang?
Yeah. I wrote it, Richard sang it.
Right, he created the word. He was a songwriter of the word.
Okay. Got it.
And then I did vocals.
Yeah. I love that.
You did vocals on Pelly.
I did vocals. That's like how it's like, oh my God, do you know that like Rita Ora wrote Diamonds? By Rihanna.
Oh, true. I didn't know that.
No. But it's like that thing. Of like when.
Careful.
Someone.
I'm gonna be spreading that.
Oh, sorry.
Rita Ora wrote Diamonds by Rihanna.
Yeah. Or like,
you can make up anything.
Do you know what I mean?
Rita Ora wrote Diamonds by Rihanna. Yes, I do know what you mean.
In that, like, it's like someone doing their own thing in their own right,
mm-hmm.
penned something for someone else.
Yeah.
Sometimes they just like to pen for each other.
Mm. Well, just the idea of like making up a rumor about someone and it's like, no, I swear, I know, right. It's crazy.
That's how rumors about celebrities do sound sometimes when it's like, yeah, like actually, like she's mean. It's right. What?
No,
like, it's like, okay, right, like, right. So, yeah, like.
Well, she was mean to you one time. It's like Jake Gyllenhaal like didn't say thank you when he held the door open. Right. And it's like we're all often trying to be like, ooh, sorry, yeah. Like I forgot. Oh,
and also, it's like, yeah, they're not normal,
right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean. Or when it's like he's so nice.
It's like
you're talking about like the mayor,
right?
Like, that's someone who
right. He has to be like, and he knows that like mm-hmm. anything will like reflect on him and could become part of his like lore. So like, yeah, that kind of celebrity news is like. But even I do think it is normal to have like a range of like sometimes you're a little bit like ruder than you would maybe want to be because of like.
Yeah.
Right. You're in an irritable mood.
Yes. Literally. You're a barista.
You're a barista.
Like, when you're a celebrity, you're a barista.
If you're a celebrity, like you're a barista.
And other,
if you're a barista, you're a celebrity.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, you're a barista, so it just goes both ways.
Right.
You're a barista.
Right. Because you're just there. Like you have to receive a lot of people.
People are seeing you. They know where to find you.
Right.
Constantly asking you for bagels.
Right. Exactly.
And you're like, another bagel.
Right. Selfie. Oh my God, me going up to Jake Gyllenhaal being like, hi.
He knows, he sees the bagel in your eyes. He's like,
could I quickly get a bagel toasted with cream cheese?
He's like, all right.
I see Cynthia next and I'm like, hi, okay, I'll do a coffee with half and half. And are you out of scones? Okay, then just a coffee.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi. Good morning. Hi,
wait, you know what? Someone else go before me. I'm still choosing.
You can go ahead of me.
How's your morning? Okay.
OMG.
That's funny.
That's so funny. Richard.
Remember the ship?
Did you read Charlie's Aunt?
You hated that.
I didn't like the ship.
Which one?
We did a bit on one episode where I was like insisting on being like a steamboat coming in. And I was just like, and Natalie was like, please stop. And I was like, no, they won't.
I don't remember. Yeah.
And I tried to make Natalie like complicit by giving her a job as like the.
Which
the,
is what I would say.
You were like the lighthouse keeper. And so you were the one who was like letting the steamboat in. So you got to choose when the steamboat came in.
Right.
And then she wasn't letting the steamboat in. So I just came in. And Natalie was like, I didn't let you in yet. And I was like, I was getting impatient.
Right. So that's what was hard.
So you know,
you're not supposed to offer a false choice.
Right, exactly. I was like, she'll let me in. But then I was afraid that you were just like going to keep me docked. I was like, my crew is like,
right.
They need to see their families.
Which I was.
Right, you were going to do that. So
yeah.
I knew.
Yeah.
And there can be that kind of conflict in like a naval context.
We were having a naval conflict.
I would love to just like picture this like animated and like both of you doing voiceover.
Oh, you're a talking a podcast boat. That does that.
You're a talking boat.
Yeah.
I'm the lighthouse.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need space.
Not yet.
Right. Not yet. I'm like, my crew is like, they want to see their families.
Like a boat saying that in Charlie's voice. That is so cute.
But it really wasn't that. It was really like,
right, that was the boat's voice.
And like going really long.
You can imagine.
I loved it.
My niece, just to say, mm-hmm. It's like, I want to say it.
Yeah.
She, when she doesn't want to be around someone, she'll say, I need space.
Really?
It's so effective and cute. It's like what they taught her to say. Like
that is so her parents. Cute.
But I like went, I saw her the other day and I went up to her and my brother-in-law and she just like was not ready to see me. And she was like, space. And it's kind of like, space. I'm like, yes.
Yeah.
Right. I can't so deny you space. And right. It doesn't hurt my feelings.
Right. You're like, if you want it.
Right.
You
got I'm like, what a reasonable ask.
Right.
That is so cute.
Space.
I saw Nori Reed post a joke, like a reel. She said her mom, like, her English isn't her first language. She's like, I don't know where she learned this, but she says cut the crap all the time. And she was like giving out different examples of like her mom just being like, so cut the crap. And she's like, you really didn't need to say that.
Well, cut the crap is so, it's like, it's gorgeous. Like, it's evocative. Yeah. I get why you would really like land on it.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
It's a really good phrase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So funny.
Okay, shall we close it out? How long has it been, Emma?
It's been like an hour and a half.
Whoa!
Get a load of them out.
Cut the crap.
Okay. Should we just like power?
Let's do the last one, yeah.
Okay.
Because this is it, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Cleaning now or never.
Oh, I kind of want to save this for later, but it's too late.
Save it. No, it's not.
Oh.
Okay, so we're going to cut that.
Or you can just tease it.
Okay. So that's a little teaser for a future idea, but it's not technically an idea in the episode.
Got it.
Okay. You're saying that's what I'm going to like put just on the list.
Guys, yes. Something might be happening next
too.
Week.
It's off the list. In your systems.
Yeah. I looked and we both immediately knew.
Song?
Okay. Oh, and the song of the week.
Oh, wait, yeah.
What did I say it was again? No.
No.
It was something else. That was a different. Can I look?
I can do Natalie's song of the week.
Yeah.
I like that new Flo Milli song.
Oh.
Wait, well, how does it go?
It's like.
Oh, I remember.
Wait, how does it go?
Mm-hmm.
Then you ain't never gonna lose me. Then you ain't never gonna lose me. Then you ain't never gonna lose me. Well, I got
it. I'm gonna need to listen to it.
Yeah, I didn't know that she had
like
a new her. One.
What? Yeah. I think it's called like Never Gonna Lose Me or something.
Mm-hmm. I have a three-way tie.
You have a three-way tie.
Which has never happened before.
That's crazy, Charlie.
I know.
Why don't you spread it out over the different
No, weeks? Because it just happened to be that way.
It's
like
just it's the vote.
The,
week.
It's just they got the same amount of votes.
Okay.
It's Didn't I Blow Your Mind This Time by Aretha Franklin.
Oh, wow.
I don't know.
Perfect
that.
Day by Lou Reed. And then Native New Yorker by Odyssey, which made famous by Wendy Williams singing it on The Masked Singer.
Do a little vamp.
Wendy Williams is on The Masked Singer?
Yes, you haven't seen this clip. It's so funny. No. She does this song, Native New Yorker, and it's like,
I don't know
she
song.
Does like such an amazing, she's such a natural performer.
Yeah.
What is she dressed as?
Lips.
Yeah, big lips. Big red lips.
I'm glad you asked.
I lips. Love that show.
No, I remember when it came out and everybody was like, ha ha ha. And I was like, let me write this off. And it's actually like the most successful TV show of all time.
Really?
No, I just made that up. Okay. But that's an exaggeration with a kernel of truth.
Well,
and that
have you ever watched The Traitors?
No.
Oh. It's randomly so good. And it's really interesting because it's like they just did that. They made it so good and it kind of shouldn't
just like
be.
It's like craft, right? It's just like they put it together well.
Is it similar as like Master?
No,
like
it's a competition. It's a competition, yeah, but it's like they're basically playing like, you know, that like game like Murderer
right.
or something.
Okay.
Where everyone like puts their heads down and someone gets tapped and they're the murderer.
Like what we did at Wesleyan.
Yeah, which we did at Wesleyan. Charlie and I taught a workshop this past weekend.
Uh-huh.
And Charlie came up with the icebreaker of everyone closes your eyes, someone gets tapped, they're the murderer. You go around and say your name, your grade, and who you think the murderer is. It was really good.
It worked, actually.
Yeah, Charlie. And people got it.
People got it, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
So and then cute. I added that there was also a sneezer who got tapped twice, and they just had to sneeze when they said their name.
Mm.
The sneezer ended up being 14. I don't know how she got in. College.
And she was like, a chew. And
everyone was like, so, yeah, over it. She was just like, my sister brought me, like, whatever. She was amazing.
Yeah.
Okay, immediately had the most power in the room like by a landslide,
right?
You know, by being like, I'm a freshman in high school. We were like, then honestly, you tell us what to do,
right? Exactly.
So what were you saying?
Traitor. What is it?
No. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, Richard's song of the week.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
My song of the week is Something Big by Bert Bacharach.
Don't be joy, let me after. Something big is what I'm after now. Yes, it's what I'm after now.
I don't know that.
Something big
what I'm living for. Living for.
That was very sweet.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. We're all three of us this kind of interesting like Venn diagram of vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And we each share a different one.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yes. And you guys sometimes get on this very loving vibe.
Mm-hmm. That, and you're
that
not
I'm
feeling...
not exactly within, but I like it from the outside.
Right. Well, it's for you.
Totally.
Yeah. It's for you.
Do
it's
you think
not...
that's true? Or it's like it's supposed to be a nice idea, not a bad
yeah,
one?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But that's true. Like you guys sometimes and I'm like, ah!
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like with the tickling,
right? Of yeah. course, of course, of course. I want to do
Did
another
you say
segment.
Your idea?
What?
Oh, you said you're gonna save it.
Oh, no, right, you're saving it. I forgot.
I want to do another segment.
I'm really sorry, Charlie. I'm gonna cut you off because we have another recording.
Oh, okay. So there's not gonna be another segment, and I didn't have an idea for another segment.
Well, we'll just finish it off saying, please get your tickets right now to Richard's show if you live in
Chicago, Seattle, Portland, Los Angeles, New York City, and maybe San Francisco.
And buy your tickets to our show March 14th at Bell House.
Yes.
And open your heart to love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was a HeadGum podcast.